This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Liam and Dean, driving you home and helping you handle your hump day in style. But the Yuletide could not get any gayer, because joining us in the studio right now is the fabulous Dolly Diamond. Hello, Dolly.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
It's so good to have you back in the Joy studio.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
We miss you
maybe
so much.
Bali, but
certainly be warmer, wouldn't it?
It would. What is going on in Melbourne?
I know. This is not the summer I came here for.
Oh, and Liam, hello there.
Hi.
Well, lovely, is it? Where's Robbie then?
Robbie is taking December off because he's in Bali.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's on a holiday.
He's on a holiday in Bali.
Oh, why not? Well, you are doing a marvellous job.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, really good.
I'm used to only presenting songs that aren't in English, but I can work with this.
Well, yes. Well,
that's how we got the names really right, like the names and all the foreign names. Yes. Like, he was on it in a heartbeat.
Foreign.
Well, you know, not Dolly.
Dolly Diamond's easy.
Dolly Diamond's easy to do.
It rolls out of your mouth.
Now, normally in July, Dolly, you do your Christmas in July, but
yes,
this year you decided to align with the actual world and do Christmas in December.
Isn't it amazing when you need the money? And I love Christmas, really. But I do love doing Christmas in July, and because that feels like more of a gimmick, more of a piss take.
Totally.
You know, and I was asked if I was doing a Christmas gig. The diary allowed it, and I thought, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Yes.
So we have a fabulous Christmas party, Dolly Diamond's Christmas party.
Yes.
Which is going to be kicking off at the Butterfly Club. We love the Butterfly Club.
You know what I liked? I've been there over the years, and what I really liked was it's a small room, and, you know, you went to the lovely bigger venues, wonderful, but you've got to fill them.
There's something about the intimacy.
Yes, exactly right.
You and three people.
You know, and I love it. I don't even mind if it's one other person, as long as he buy all the tickets. And you know what I mean, though.
I love
that intimacy.
Well, and at this time of year as well, that intimacy, that's what you want.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's Christmas time and you want a whole lot of fun, and you know where Dolly's involved, there's certainly going to be some things being pulled out of those stockings.
Well, and, you know, all you're going to get is a laugh. I mean, and I don't mind that.
We all need that at this time of year.
I reckon. And, we've got lovely guests as well.
That's right. You've got Justin and Jamie
from
He's Every Woman. Mrs. Claus?
Well, I think they're versatile. You know, I think you've got to be in this business. And, yes, I've got my lovely piano player.
Oh, Cameron's coming.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. The old crew all back together.
Exactly. We've got all the gang back together.
But my question, I wonder where it's all, because it all comes down to the costumes. You know, Dolly will look, I've seen Dolly in her glamorous winter gowns and lovely festive Santa outfit, but I'm concerned that these three boys might try to gang up and beat Dolly in the costume. So you've got to make them look like elves, Dolly.
Oh, well, listen, I've left it all up to them, you know. You know what they're like. They're all divas. Mm-hmm. And I reckon as long as I look all right and I've got clean knickers on, because, you know, it's treacherous in the city, isn't it? My worst fear is getting run over after I've done exercise, you know.
I mean, I'm not concerned about that.
You know what I mean?
That
if I don't mind if I'm going to get run over, let it be before I've done the exercise.
Yeah, no, fair call. So it's not sweaty panties.
Yes, you know, what a waste of all that energy. You know, I'd rather, and whenever anything goes, I like riding my bike. Mm-hmm. And when anything goes by me, I think, don't let that be the one that knocks me over.
Oh, I'm terrified.
You know, I don't mean to be a snob, but I do not want to be run over by a garbage truck.
They're pretty slow. How slow do you ride your bike?
Well, if it gets you, it gets you.
Oh, all right, good point.
You know, and it's the fact that Dolly Diamond's dead and she was rubbish and she got knocked over by rubbish.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't want it.
I mean, it's not the headline we want to be going for.
No.
But in true Dolly fashion, if you were going to go, you were going to go in a way that is going to leave us laughing.
I want a limousine.
A limousine
yes,
to get you.
Yes, I want to. It would last longer. I know that.
No, but now I've got this imagination at the front of a limousine on the windscreen and Dolly just face planting.
You've got to mind out at Christmas. Anyway, I won't leave you on that.
No, that's absolutely not the way we're going to leave things. Now, Dolly is performing her Christmas party with her lovely performing friends at the Butterfly Club.
Yes.
And I thought to get us into the Christmas spirit, because you know it is the start of December, that we would do a bit of a Christmas game.
Oh, I love it.
Because I thought let's guess...
Is it a biscuit? Do we involve a biscuit?
It doesn't yet. Maybe no. I might have to just give you a five and ask you to go and get some afterwards, and then we can have them with a cup of tea. But what it is, five, they're expensive now, those biscuits. What it is it's Guess the Christmas Carol.
Oh,
and it's
yes.
You versus Liam. But what's going to be interesting is...
Brady!
Liam is Jewish, really know them.
I'm only vaguely Jewish, I'm also half Norwegian, so I don't really have anything that's that useful here.
All right.
I know some.
Do you want to leave?
I think I can stay and it will be as good as if I'd left.
Yes.
Well, let's find out which one of you is going to be able to guess the Christmas Carol first.
All right.
Now, I mean, I don't need you to have any buzzers or anything, but you will need to just be able to have a listen. Here we go.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, one for Liam. Yes, it's We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I didn't think... Yeah, so you've just got to get your headphones on.
Right.
All right, lovely. All right, we'll go through to the next one now. Can you guess this goatee Christmas? I reckon... Don't worry about Justin. Next year, just get the goats in, Dolly. Here we go.
Silent Night.
It is Silent Night. That's what. All right, one for Dolly, one for Liam. Okay, all right. What about...
Oh, is everyone playing it out?
I know. Well, I love goat singing Christmas carols. It's my go-to every year.
Your goat.
My go-to every year. All right. And now here
I'm ready.
Next one.
Jingle bells.
All right, Dolly's in the lead. Liam, you're not doing
it. Makes a difference when you get the headphones on. I've got to be honest.
That definitely helps.
Yeah. So Liam, let's see how you can go, and then we're going to need a decider. All right. So. What? Well, that's only if you win, Liam. Otherwise, it's all downhill.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Oh, Liam was right. It was Rudolph, not Frosty. But you know what? That can be confused. Oh, all right. I'm going to try this one. Oh, this is fun now. I've just found more. I love the internet. Here we go. I'm trying because I get... All right.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
Come All Ye Faithful is correct. I mean, Dolly, you're preparing well because you'll probably hear all of these at in Malvern at the Christmas carols on Sunday or at the Como.
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
Has the city of Stonington got goats?
Oh, my...
Only when I'm on.
All right, what about this one? Let's see how we go. All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2...
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right, it looks like Dolly's absolutely our winner.
Oh,
Dolly knows her Christmas carols better than you, Liam.
You sure got my goat.
Wow.
I reckon...
None of these are in my show, by the way.
If there was ever a lip-sync... None of those songs at all?
No.
If there was ever a lip-syncing opportunity, Dolly, for you in a Christmas carol, it was a goat.
I love it. I've never heard this.
Have you not?
No.
Let's just leave it with everyone for a moment. It's beautiful.
I can't believe we're forcing Melbourne to listen to this right now.
Oh, it's not only Melbourne.
It is absolutely wonderful.
Global.
Goats singing Christmas carols make me happy each and every year. Well, Dolly is the Christmas champion, and none of those Christmas carols will appear in Dolly's Christmas party. Dolly Christmas
I mean,
party.
It's not all Christmas, you know, songs.
Well,
I mean,
because we get enough of that, don't we?
I like them, but I don't want to do them all night.
No.
You know, and...
Exactly.
But it is all new, which is exciting. Lots of lovely new songs.
Lovely.
Well, at this stage, anyway.
Well, this is what I love about this as well. I mean, normally when Dolly's doing Christmas in July, there's one or two shows in the, you know, on a Saturday or Friday night. But no, not with the Butterfly Club.
I know.
It's an entire week.
Oh, they make you do a week.
I know. I'm doing that for Midsummer.
Oh, I said, what? I said, no.
No.
And they said, yes. I thought, oh, well, all right.
But this is the ultimate this is the ultimate stocking stuffer or Christmas party yes. in the workplace.
Oh, no, when I'm there, I know I love it. But at the moment, I'm thinking Monday. I begin on a Monday, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be confusing.
What? On a Monday night?
So you can have your Yuletide be as gay as you yes. want at Dolly Diamond's Christmas party from the 16th to the 25th. 1st of December
yes.
at the Butterfly Club. Now, we've already put the details up on our social media for where you can get tickets, so you can look at Mad Wednesday right now. But if you're in any way associated with Dolly, you will have seen the sponsored posts, because whoever's doing your social media, I need to get them in my books because they're great.
You know, you just give them the money and then they do it.
But you can head to the Butterfly Club website as well and grab yourselves tickets Monday through to Saturday. I can't count.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Monday to Saturday.
Yes, every night.
Dolly Diamond's Christmas party every single night. And if you've never come and seen Dolly Diamond before, well, where have you been?
Yes.
What are you doing? This is your perfect
you're an
opportunity.
Idiot.
What? Yes. This is exactly what you're going to get. But no goats, barely any Christmas songs.
No.
Something to stuff your stocking
May
with.
May as well be Easter, really.
May as well be. Could you imagine Dolly in a bunny outfit just hops onto the stage.
Up on
like,
the cross.
I'll take your chocolate. Up Dolly.
Oh, you're laughing because you're Jewish.
It's the ultimate Christmas cracker. Get along to the Butterfly Club to Dolly Diamond's Christmas party. Dolly, thank you so
Loved
much for joining
it.
Us today.
Loved it.
Always a pleasure to have
you.
You
really
here.
Don't even need Robbie.
No,
you know,
I've been saying that for
you
weeks.
Don't. Well done.
Oh, thank you, my love. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Go along and see Dolly's Christmas party at the Butterfly Club. Here you are on Joy with Liam and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.